say it should feel real good right now. Good. And I wanna talk to you a little bit more. I'm not finished with you. Talk to me. Let's go. I used to fall asleep in Sunday school. Sang in the choir so I could sit right next to you. Yeah, puppy love, and I say I forget your name. Cause after time, memories, they fade away. But still the day, I can never let it go. That Sunday morning when I met the Holy Ghost. Oh, my mama, church boy, now I'll never be the same. Jesus paid the money and told me I could keep the change. My God. Something's got a hold on me.
This is KAYT-FM, 88.1 Gina Alexandria, 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport, K223BI, 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe, K255BT, 100.1 Lake Charles, K261EB, and KQJO-FM, 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi, and online at www.kaytfm.com. Welcome to Three of Us Ministries with Messenger Metric McGillender. For the next 30 minutes, you'll hear a now word from God. And now, Messenger Metric McGillender.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. For by grace, through faith, I'm saved. And oh, it's not of any works. It's a gift of God. The stone the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. And it is marvelous in our eyes. And oh, Lord, I thank you. For after he saved my soul, you chose my earthen vessel as an instrument to carry his holy name before the Gentiles, the kings, and the children of Israel. And oh, yeah, we know that Jesus is the Lord. Yahweh, Father God, who are in heaven, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the grace of God which you gave us in your Son through the faith. We were crucified with him. I pray that we would be enriched by his resurrected sinless nature in all utterance and in all knowledge of Christ's sacrifice for us, even as the testimony of Christ living through us is confirmed in us so that we come short in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, whom shall also confirm us crucified to the end, that we may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ, and let all of them that are in Christ Jesus by the faith, let us all say amen. Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. The Bible tells us clearly that blessed is the man that cometh in the name of the Lord. And as always, I must first give thanks to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, for we can do nothing separate from him. And oh yes, I thank God this morning for the few of you that have tuned in, for the Bible tells us that many are called, but only a few are chosen. I also give thanks this morning for the preachers that are tuned in, and also, I welcome my enemies that are listening, for the Bible clearly lets us know that many are called, but it's only a few that's really chosen. And what a wonderful time to be dead and our lives hid with Christ in God. Colossians chapter 3, verse 3, he declares, what a wonderful time to be hid in him. You know, the enemy looking for us, they're trying to do his evil and all those things, but he can't find us. We hid in Christ. And all our enemies, they trying hard, all they using all their might to do us bad. Oh, but Jesus Christ keep doing us good. Oh, praise be to his holy name. As usual, if you have your Bible, this morning. You chose to follow along. And once again, the Holy Spirit would make an attempt to draw you from the darkness of religion and ask that you come and rest in this glorious light, this gospel of the kingdom, Jesus Christ and him crucified. This morning, the Holy Spirit will try to prick your heart from John the 15th chapter. Oh, praise be to his holy name. What a wonderful God we serve. John the 15th chapter, and the teaching started in this 10th verse, and it says, "If ye keep my commandments," Jesus says, "ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love." Jesus goes on to say, "These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love had no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends," Jesus says, "if you do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I've called you friends, for all things I have heard of my Father I've made known unto you." Jesus goes on to let us know, "Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. That whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he shall give it you. These things I command you, that ye love one another." And Jesus goes on to tell us that if the world hates you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. And if ye were of the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I've chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hated you. He goes on to tell us, "Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. And if they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my sayings, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin, but now they have no cloak for their sins. He that hated me hated my Father also." Oh, praise be to his holy, holy, holy name. And the Bible tells us that, and Jesus said, "How be it when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you." John the 16th chapter, verses 13 and 14 declares. The Bible also tells us in John the 16th chapter, the 14th verse in the Amplified Bible, and it says, "He will glorify and honor me, because he, the Holy Spirit, will take from what is mine and declare it unto you." You see, the Holy Spirit was not sent down to speak of me, nor was he sent down to speak of your preacher, or nor was he sent to speak about any religious organization, and nor did he come to speak of himself, but was sent down to glorify and honor the man, Christ Jesus. Jesus tells us that I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. Galatians chapter 5, verse 5 declares. Last year, on the 30th of December, the morning of, the Lord awakened me on around about 2:45 a.m. He put on my heart to change the message. I thought he wanted me to bring the morning of the 30th at 11 a.m. And he pressed upon my spirit to go on to Genesis, the 15th chapter, and pull from that first 14th verse and warn them that judgment on the nation had intensified. We already knew that the judgment had started. We believe that on August 2019, the moment after the 400-year mark, we believe judgment began on the nation. We also believe that it has to do with the interpretation that Joseph gave Pharaoh, 7 years of plenteous, 7 years of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. We believe that the Lord our God have saved the best thing for last. And the Lord pressed upon my heart to warn them that he would judge the nation with fire, floods, earthquakes, with storms, snow, hurricanes, tornadoes, volcanoes, and the coronavirus, and with death. But unknown to me, oh, glory, hallelujah, as the Spirit of the Lord was speaking through me around about 11-something hour time, at the same time, a fire broke out in the mountains of Colorado in, at, and around 10-something their time, with wind gusts topping 100 miles per hour, destroying 1,000 homes and 3 people missing, feared dead. The Bible tells us in Deuteronomy, the 18th chapter, the 22nd verse, and it says, when a prophet speaketh in the name of the Lord, if the thing follow not, nor come to pass, that is the thing he spoke, which the Lord had not spoken, but the prophet had spoken it presumptuously, thou shalt not be afraid of him. Oh, glory, hallelujah. The flip side of that, if one speak it and it do come to pass, you better watch yourself. Because when you're coming against that person, you're not warring against that person. You're warring against Jesus Christ, the hope of glory. And my Bible, having been blessed by the grace of God to read that whole book, not one time did I find in his pages he ever lost a battle. You know, we few that abide in him and he abide in us, we are his people. And he is our God. Jesus tells us in the opening of the text, in John the 15th chapter, that we the few, Jesus followers, that we have not chosen him, but he has chosen us. And he lets us know, remember, the servant is not greater than our Lord. If they have persecuted Jesus, they will also persecute us. They being the world, they being the religious world, them that say they are saved but do lie. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12 declares, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. What does this mean, saints? What does this mean, the few of you that are listening? It means that people will talk about you like a dog. They will try to do everything evil against you while smiling in your face. They will laugh in your face. But oh my goodness, behind your back, they will lie, speak all manner of evil against you because that's their nature. And it is the persecution that have caused many to stumble and fall. Many whom turned back after they went through the fire of persecution. But we, the bride of Christ, Jesus' followers, have come too far, oh glory, hallelujah, to turn back now. Listen up this morning, Mr. and Miss Judas, that continue to persecute and lie on the true bride of Christ, Jesus' followers. You have been warned not to touch his anointed and not to do his prophets no harm. And this year, you have set out to kill the messenger, hoping to kill the message. Your father, the devil, tried that then, and it didn't work. And it won't work now. And like your father, the devil, you got what you wanted. But you have lost what you had. And listen up, bride of Christ, Jesus followers. This year, you will see your enemies no more. Oh, praise be to his holy name. You see, Jesus says, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another, and by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one for another. John, the 13th chapter, the 34th to the 35th verse. You see, this morning is a wonderful morning for the bride of Christ, but those that have been coming against the bride of Christ, it's not a good morning, and nobody is laughing in Hades, and you will not be laughing real soon. You see, Jesus says, greater love had no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Jesus says, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel, the same shall save it. Mark chapter 8, verses 34 and 35 declares. Jesus said, if ye abide in me and I and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. John, the 15th chapter, the 7th verse declares. See, the Bible, as the religious world believe, the Bible is not a grocery store where you go in and pick up what you like and leave what you don't like. See, the Bible tells us in 2 John 1:9, whosoever transgresses. He's talking about a preacher here. He's talking about a person that comes to you and preaches to you. The Holy Spirit is warning the bride of Christ, a few of us. Whosoever transgresses and abides not in the doctrine of Christ, have not God. But he that abides in the doctrine of Christ, he have both the Father and the Son. What is the doctrine of Christ? It is what Jesus preached. Matthew chapter 4, verse 17 and 23. Matthew chapter 9, verse 35. Matthew chapter 10, verse 38 and 39. Matthew chapter 12, verse 18. Mark chapter 1, verses 14 and verse 38. Mark chapter 8, verses 34 and 35. Luke chapter 4, verses 18 and 19 and verse 43. Luke chapter 9, verse 23 and 24. Luke chapter 16, verse 16. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 6. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 3. You see, this is what Jesus preached, the gospel of the kingdom, that you must lose your life in order to gain eternal life. This is why the religious world, see, they have a form of godliness, but they have denied the power thereof. They have denied the power thereof for Jesus Christ to rule and reign over their lives, for them to do something for the kingdom of God. Many of them, if not all of them, have not one soul that is credit to their account. And many of their preachers are likened to the same. They're just a gathering of people that leave from one building to another, picking each other up, lifting each other up, bragging and boasting amongst themselves. Many of them have no Jesus whatsoever. This is why I run into them on the highway. They go to church, they call on a Sunday, and have nothing to even say about Jesus on a Monday. Why? That's no life found in a building. Life is found only in Christ Jesus. They're all caught together and bragging and boasting about what they have, where they live, what they drive. You see, in Jesus' day, John the Baptist, he was in the wilderness. In those days, Caiaphas was the one they called the high priest, but it was a lie. Really, John the Baptist was the high priest. But the religious Herods couldn't recognize him as high priest because he didn't live in a big mansion. He didn't drive a big stand. He lived in the wilderness. See, John the Baptist was the high priest. Jesus tried to get them to see this. He asked them, when you went out into the wilderness for to see, what did you see? A prophet, he said. But he said, but much more than a prophet. You see, the gospel of the kingdom is what Jesus preached, and it's the only thing his servants, his sons, will preach. The devil is a liar. See, the Bible said, for other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11 declares, I've suffered great persecution for preaching this gospel, and I've lost many so-called friends because of preaching it. But, oh, newsflash, it ain't going to stop. Nothing but death could stop me from preaching it. I'm going to continue to point out and lift up Jesus Christ, for this is what the Holy Spirit came to do, and if he's in me, this is what I'm to do. Oh, praise be to his holy name. And the Spirit of the Lord said through our brother Paul, oh, thank you, Jesus, for Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. But unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. You see, Jesus lets us all know, my friends, and I know today someone is tuned in. The Bible lets us know that, oh, yeah, you know, God is not a man. He can lie. And he shared with us some years ago that this gospel is not for everybody. But he promised us there will always be somebody. Somebody's tuned in this morning. You're trying to figure out what it's all about. Why are they coming against you, your so-called family members? Jesus lets us know that your enemy shall be them of your own foe. Some of your own family members will set out to do you great harm, especially when they discover that you are a follower of Christ, especially when they find out that you have been predestined to enter into Jesus Christ, this way, this truth that grants us eternal life. They will turn on you in the forest. many folk I see all the time claiming they professing they're saved. The Bible talks about it. It said in the last days, many shall say, I am Christ. In other words, I'm saved. While they looking like Mike Tyson by the face, like he used to look when he first started boxing. But yet they say they're saved. No love have. No peace, no joy. You speak to them, yeah, hello. Why? No Jesus. No Jesus. No life. But, oh, I thank God this morning that by grace through faith I'm saved. And that's not of any work I did. It's a gift of God. Somebody's listening this morning. He's asking you, would you lay down your life this morning for a friend? A friend that stick it closer than a brother? Are you willing to lay your life down and turn your from this old wicked world that we live in that is passing away as we're speaking? You see that city of Babylon? See, America is that great whore city of Babylon. America. And in 1 hour, she will come to naught. See, God is trying to gather the people now, but for the ones that won't gather, they, you know, catch them during the, if the Lord's will, during the great tribulation. Some of you that are following notice that this morning I didn't bring forth Heal Israel. The Lord put on my heart, my brother preached this glorious gospel in Alexandria and Pineville for 12 long years. I've preached it now for 2 years. The Lord said, leave them alone. They don't want to hear, leave them alone. We're going to leave them alone now. You do your own thing and you, I mean, if you're all right, then you're all right. What the Bible says? Only them that are sick need a physician. If you're whole, well, you're all right then. But we come this morning for somebody that's listening, that's sick like all of us are. You see, we that are striving to be like Christ, none of us have made it yet. We stumble, and occasions we do fall. But the Bible tells us that a just man falleth several times. But the Bible said he'll lift him up again. We as the bride of Christ, the followers of Christ, we're striving to be like Christ, but none of us have made it. But we still continue to press toward the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. We continue to get up every morning in spite of what we've gone through and pick up our Bibles and bow our knees and pray and ask God to keep us, strengthen us, make us stronger for this day, because we know that a day will come when we will be absent from the body and we will be present with the Lord. You see, the Lord, he doesn't look on the outer appearance of a person, he looks on the heart. If you're a person, your journey consists of trying to do right, reading your Bible, trying to pray, forgiving your enemies, and going about still, sometimes getting mad but not getting loose, and going on your way. Well, then when you come to the end of your run, you're going to be absent from the body. It's not death. It's a new form of living. You're going to run right into all your family members that believe in Jesus Christ, and y'all going to all be together again. On the other hand, for those who have lived a life doing wickedness and evil and continue to do it to this very moment, you close your eyes if you want to in that state. And let me tell you where you're going to go, D-O-W-N. It's not nothing sweet, but it's real. See, hell is a real place. And for all your folks, get your hearts right. Don't let nobody cause you to go to hell. Somebody hurts you, forgive them. Somebody did you wrong, forgive them. If somebody said something, let it go. It's not worth you going to hell for all eternity. We're the three of us ministries. And I am Messenger Metric McGillan from Pineville. Oh, yeah, look what the Lord has done. If you tune in right now. You just call on him and ask him, and he'll